Police say the ongoing investigation that prompted yesterday's anti-terror raids in Sydney and Brisbane is likely to lead to more arrests and charges. Four people have been charged in relation to an alleged plot to kidnap and execute a member of the public. The raids prompted an angry protest by several hundred Muslims in the western Sydney suburb of Lakemba last night. Police say security has been beefed up right across Sydney.
This is very much an operation that was about disruption. It continues. This isn't the end of the operation. In many ways, it's just a new phase that we'll go into now.
Islamic State militants have released another video featuring a British hostage. The footage shows journalist John Casley, but unlike past videos, his life has not been threatened. Mr. Casley was captured in Syria almost 2 years ago, at the same time as American journalist James Foley, who of course was killed in the first video released by the group. A record number of Scots have been voting in the historic referendum that will decide whether they stay in the United Kingdom or become an independent nation. Polls have shown the no vote has a slight edge, but the outcome remains too close to call. And the federal court will hand down its decision today on a challenge to the anti-doping authority's investigation into Essendon's 2012 supplements program. Lawyers for the club and coach James Hird have argued ASADA acted outside its powers.